wanting to find the best 10 offensive linemen. Are you talking about all 10 on the 53, or does that include practice squad? Is there any way you can say where they're?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
The numbers we're going to keep. You know, I may have mentioned 10 because that's a standard number, but it could be 9.
Okay.
It could be 10 in practice squad. It could be 12. That's just a standard number.
Okay.
Good question, Mike.
We're trying to put together your 53, we're us amateur roster builders.
I'll tell you in about a week and a half. Why would you guess? I'll just tell you. Isn't it easy for me just to tell you? Give you a piece of paper and you can say, there it is.
That's not as fun.
Okay, I get it. I understand.
I guess, given that, how important is after the first 5, how much do you need versatility?
That's very important. Obviously, the first 5 is your starters, but you want guys in the second 5 that can play multiple positions, like a swing tackle, a big guard who can play some tackle. So that's definitely critical. That second 5's got to be smart guys. You want guys that can play multiple spots. Absolutely.
And does Booker's health impact how you build your roster?
Does Booker's health? Well, Book should be on the roster, so that should not be an issue. I mean, he's a part of the roster. His injury should not put him out past, 2 weeks, 3 weeks max. So Book's he's on the roster. That helps you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, we could do 52 more if you got a man.
In a week and a half. Give you a sheet in a week and a half. Yeah.
Chris Lewis Harris is the guy that's kind of shown up in those first 2 preseason games.
Yeah.
What do you like about what he's bringing to the team?
Well, I like Chris because he's a veteran player. He's played, and being a fourth corner, you're one snap from being a starter. So you want a guy who's played in games. You want a smart guy. You want a guy who can play outside and inside, and that's what Chris has done for us.
What have you just thought about the battle overall, like you talked about for fourth corner?
It's been a good battle. Obviously Chris has made some plays. I think Langley is a young, promising player, and Doss had a hell of a camp. So it's going to be tight. That's the way it should be.
Are you concerned about TJ at all?
Am I?
Where he's at?
Not really. Hamstring injuries are, they're strange. Some guys recover faster from those injuries and some guys don't. So I'm not concerned about it. Hopefully he can get back out there next week, and it gives us a week and a half or 2 weeks to get him ready to play the game.
How has it been for you on the other side of it as a position coach, uh-huh, lobbying for guys to be kept? How is it for you on the other side of it?
Well, it's different because it's the entire roster, and I want the best guys for the roster. And sometimes when you're building a roster, you make decisions on how well they play for Brock, smarts, guys staying healthy, so those things come into play when you're building a roster, not just the promising, talented guy. It can be a guy that's a smart guy who can help you in all phases. So that's where my job changes. It's about building the best roster overall from top to bottom.
And sometimes money comes into play for 53.
Sure.
Have you learned about that since you've been a head coach?
Have I learned about that? Absolutely, yeah. But it's not my area.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. That's John's area.
Yeah.
That's John's problem. My problem is the grass. The rest falls on John. That's a good thing.
But do you anticipate him explaining, Vance, he might be better here, but he's also $1.5 million more?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Again, that's not my problem.
Okay. When you were a defensive coordinator with the Niners assistant, Mike McCarthy was on the offensive side.
Yes.
Did you learn anything from him when you became a head coach? Did you talk to him about him?
Not really. I mean, Mike was with us for one season in San Fran, and I've talked to Mike over the years, probably 15 times, probably, so not really.
From your playing days back a couple of decades ago, how much do you empathize with how tough it is for some of these guys battling for a roster spot right now, what they're going through?
It's tough because it's a tough league, and everything we do matters, from OTAs to training camp to the game. So obviously it's tough. It's pressure every day and every week on these guys. So I respect that, and it's the best in the world. So you get it, from my perspective, to watch these guys compete every day and don't get what they want. That's heartbreaking sometimes.
Offenses are constantly evolving. And what are your thoughts on the fullback position and how Janovich would fit in on this 53?
Well, the fullback spot is obviously, in this day and age of NFL, it's a passing league. So some teams have fullbacks and some teams don't. We have one, and he's a pretty good one, so we're going to use him. Outside of that, he's good for Brock. That's huge for him to be a core teams player. If he wasn't, it would be a discussion, but he is, and he's a really good fullback, so he's important to our football team.
Okay,
thank you guys.
Thanks. Thank you.